Fallen Angels, Disc 3.
Pee-wee asked me to write a letter to his girl for him. I had been right about her writing him a Dear John letter, and it really messed him up. Every time I get ready to write the damn thing, I get messed around, Pee-wee said. Pee-wee, I can't write a letter to your girl for you, I said. Hey, if somebody in Chicago is doing my night work for me, you can write a letter, Pee-wee said. We had some gung-ho stationery, the kind with a picture of GIs jumping out of a chopper on it. The picture was in light blue and you could write over it. What do you want me to say?
Say, Dear Two-Timing Slut.
What's her name? Her name, Erlene. Okay, so I'm writing, Dear Erlene.
How can you leave me for that old fat Eddie Thompson when his feet stink, he ain't got no hair, and he got breath that smells like a polar bear what done died from eating too much garlic? You got all that?
Wait a minute. I wrote it all down, then told him to go ahead.
I know you need help with you and little mommy being on relief and everything, but I told you I would take care of you as soon as I got back into the world.
Who's little mommy?
That's her daughter. She's real cute,
Pee-wee said.
Erlene was married before, but her husband drove a cab and got killed in a holdup. I know it's hard to wait for anybody, but I will try to be worth waiting for, so give it a try. Yours truly, Pee-wee Gates.
Hey, Pee-wee, Monica called over. You gonna marry her?
If she wait, Pee-wee said.
I ain't getting married, Monica said. I'm playing the field my whole life.
That's cause you so ugly, there ain't no pressure on you, Pee-wee said. As handsome as I am, I got all kinds of pressure on me to get married.
I finished Pee-wee's letter and gave it to him.
You think she's going to wait for you? I asked.
No, man, she's already married this fat fool.
Then why are you asking her to wait?
Just to break her damn heart, Pee-wee said.
I saw Pee-wee put a stamp on the letter and take it out to the mail sack. When he came back, he was quiet. It wasn't like Pee-wee to be quiet. I left him alone.